With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Political parties are currently inspecting electoral material at the Electoral Commission of Namibia following a High Court order. The Independent Patriots for Change and the Landless People's Movement have 5 members each, while the other parties have 1 observer representative. ECN Commissioner Pius Ikwambi.
The information that is being given pertains to the National Assembly elections only and not presidential elections, because the Electoral Court only has jurisdiction insofar as the National Assembly elections are concerned. So the Commission is busy executing that agreement, which has now been made a court order. The Commission, in living up to one of its core values, which is transparency, is complying with the terms of the agreement, which have been now converted into the status of the court order.
The Ministry of Health and Social Services is inviting applications from unemployed health professionals registered with the Health Professions Council of Namibia for employment opportunities. The Health Ministry's Executive Director, Ben Nangombe.
This is born out of the need to improve the performance of our health services and health facilities across the country. It's an accelerated recruitment drive. It is going to help us improve the quality of care. We know that there are areas where the challenges are in terms of the long queues being experienced at health facilities, in terms of some of them experiencing burnout because of the high workload, and that is the issue that we are seeking to address through this intervention.
South Africa's minister in the presidency, Nkumbudzo Ntshavheni, has warned that the country is seeing an increasing occurrence of cybercrime incidents and cyber attacks. In a parliamentary question, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu revealed that 2,679 cybercrime cases were reported over a period of 2 years, but only 83 of them were referred to the National Prosecuting Authority. Ntshavheni says in the past year alone, the most prevalent threat has been ransomware attacks in both the private and the public sector. The Democratic Republic of Congo has filed lawsuits against Apple Inc. in France and Belgium, accusing the company of using minerals pillaged from the Central African country in its products. According to Bloomberg News, the DRC's lawyers have initiated criminal complaints against the U.S. tech giant's subsidiaries in the 2 European countries over the contamination of Apple's supply chain with what they call blood minerals. From elsewhere, Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan have been ordered to pay $3.5 million in unpaid tax after the controversial social media influencers lost a court case in England.
The British police brought the case to seize the funds held in 7 frozen bank accounts from the Tate brothers. They were reportedly accused of failing to pay any taxes on the revenue generated from online businesses, including OnlyFans. The prosecutors in an earlier case described the influencers as serial tax evaders. The defence team claimed the bank transfers made by the brothers were entirely orthodox for people who run online businesses. In Romania, the brothers are under investigation for criminal charges, including allegations of operating a trafficking network to exploit women and organising a criminal group, which they deny. In addition, Andrew Tate faces an accusation of rape, a charge he also denies. Lou Brown, London.
And finally, WhatsApp has introduced new calling features for both desktop and mobile that will make connecting with family and friends easier than ever before, especially during the festive season. Call features have been improved, and both desktop and mobile now provide far more reliable calls with higher resolution video quality. More than 2 billion calls are made every single day using the app. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.